St. James in the morning. Well, what do you think? Is it time? You ready for a little tea time movie today? Can you do some of that? Huh? 7:46. Let's take a look and see what's happening on the tea time movie. All right, hold on there. Today's tea time movie is a classic. It stars Nancy Ames and Jesse James, Kenny Burrell and Howard Cosell, Robert Taylor and Norman Mailer, Huey Long and Susie Wong, The Night Stalker and Nancy Walker, plus Timmy the Tap Dancing Tiger, and Sally Fields in the epic film classic Gidget Gets a Passion Mark.
I would love it.
Would you like that, Irene?
Yes, I would.
Well, it's yours. It's yours from the Super U. Do you listen all the time?
All the time, yeah.
That's
good. I'm home. I've got it on all the time that I'm home.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. Good, Irene. Hey, well, then what's your favorite radio station, Irene?
U100.
Thank you very much, Irene. The official U100 time at the sound of the tone.
Meep.
Thank you, Moose. 9 in front of 8.
Sight and sound show.
Well, it's 7 minutes in front of 8 on the St. James program. Play the hits while you're spraying your pits. Get out the handkerchiefs. Here we go. U100 with Austin Roberts. One of my favorite records and certainly one of yours. 7:56, 4 minutes before 8 o'clock. This is Jerry St. James on the radio. Hi, you. U100, WYOO, AM and FM stereo, Richfield. It's 8:01. I'm Jerry St. James, Ace Radio superstar and moderator for today's Carpool Orgy. U100. The Capitan and Tennille, a little recent gold there. That's called Love Gonna Keep Us Together. It's 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. How are you? Around the house there, maybe getting the kids off to school or getting ready to jump in the car, head out to work. I'm Jerry St. James. Good to have you along here in the carpool this morning. We got a carpool game coming up sometime this hour, as well as Rex King, who'll be here in about a half hour. Search for Last Tuesday, the St. James Horoscope. And if you didn't catch it the first time, coming up probably this hour, if we can squeeze it in, a little repeat here of the St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. Yes.
Let's make your hair feel out of this world.
Come into the garden.
La la la.
When I'm calling you.
Well, we have a little news here.
No, nobody's going to hear me.
Sure they are. They all love it.
Turn the radio off. Heard a thick guy singing.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen, I told you. Some other stations go, news, news, news.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
And we go, oh, well,
here's the news. Introduce it by singing a little Indian love call there.
Sure.
Well, what's new?
It's 43 degrees, 7 past 8. You may be complaining about the weather here today because it's so nice, you know, because it rained all weekend, but it could be a whole lot worse. Yes, it could. Tropical Storm Eloise is a hurricane again down there. National Hurricane Center Miami has issued hurricane warnings for the Gulf Coast from Grand Island, Louisiana, to Appalachia, Florida. Eloise now has winds of 85 miles an hour. It's now 275 miles south of New Orleans, but moving north, and it may be there by late this afternoon. Patty Hearst's mom says her daughter is less spaced out and far more in touch with reality now. And a source close to the case says the newspaper heiress may even testify in her own behalf in tomorrow's hearing on whether to free her on bail or whether not to, because she may go underground again. Attorneys for the government and Richard Milhouse Nixon square off in federal court today to see who gets the ultimate possession and control of Nixon's papers and tapes. Nixon's lawyers are challenging a constitutional act making the information public property. Senate Committee on Spy Agencies meets this afternoon, to check reports the CIA listened in on conversations in Mexico City between Lee Oswald, misprint there, and Russian and Cuban officials. One of the committee's witnesses today is Senator Edward Kennedy. Senate subcommittee says the 25th Amendment, the one used for picking vice presidents in unusual circumstances, such as the highly unusual Watergate, has operated so well that no modifications are needed. The subcommittee says the public was well served by the orderly transition of power to President Ford. In a speech he'll deliver at San Fran today, Big Jer will outline proposals creating a quasi-public agency to fund money to finance research and development of a new energy source. The aim is to make us independent of the foreign energy supplies. And finally, if you feel a little crazy, the National Association of Mental Health says depression now rivals schizophrenia as a mental illness known as split personality is the number one mental health problem in the U.S.
Jeez.
The association has issued a list of 10 depression danger signals, which are designed to help individuals distinguish between normal and abnormal depression. Depression can be caused by chemical changes in the body, it says here, reaction to outside events, unconscious effects of behavior and personal relationships, or any combination of the four. Among the danger signals are a general and lasting feeling of hopelessness and despair, an inability to concentrate, feelings of guilt and extreme dependence on others. The association says that some of the symptoms are normal, reactions to the times, and a person should be concerned only if he has an irresistible urge to strip naked and go grocery shopping. U-100 endless summer weather, partly cloudy. I've felt that way many times.
Yeah, other danger signals, including making a martini with two parts vodka and one part Drano. That'll do it.
And warmer through tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, low tonight, low 40s, and a high tomorrow in the mid-60s, 43. Biggies now, Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
I'm depressed this morning.
Are you?
Talk about rubbing it in. You know the energy crunch and high price of gas.
Sure.
You know the gas station down the street here next to the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah.
Always go to. You know what Ed Bozo has done, the owner of the station?
No.
Talk about a sick sense of humor. You know what he did last week?
What did he do?
He has hung mistletoe over his gas pumps.
What for?
So you can kiss it goodbye. St. James in the morning, playing the hits while you're chopping your grits. It's 8:12, Twin Cities. Hi, you. On the way to work at school this morning. Good to have you along. Yeah, have you seen the new TV shows? Oh, it's new TV season. Everybody's glued to the tube at night watching those shows. I thought Cannon was very good last week to see Cannon. Very interesting as the networks combine their talents. You see it? Last week was kind of exciting. Last week on Cannon, the team from Emergency was summoned over to CBS to help pry Cannon out of the men's room. It was a biggie. With David Bowie there. A lot of requests for that this morning. That's called Fame. It's 8:15. How are you? I'm the original St. James in the morning. Live on the radio. Taking you to work or school this morning, as always. Oh, what? I'm on. Why do I have to get these interruptions? What do you want? What is it?
There ain't my friend. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. It's the old veteran. It's the old veteran, my friend. I got a request this morning here.
Request?
I want to hear some of the good old songs we used to hear back in the big one. Back in the big one. WW2, my friend over there with Gay Perry.
What do you want to hear? I'm very busy.
How about a little Rosemary Clooney?
We don't play that.
Oh, how about some Louis Prima?
I'm sorry, we don't play that either.
Guy Lumbago.
No, we don't play none of that.
Benny Goodman.
We don't have it.
Woody Herman.
We don't play that kind of music.
Don't surprise me, my friend. This music you're playing over here is all sicko. You know what I mean? Sicko. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with
this. My friend.
Will you leave me alone in here?
Don't surprise me. The type of audience that listens to this program is the type of audience that would ask Linda Lovelace to sing when it swallows returns to Capistrano.
Will you get out of here, please, my friend?
Hell, sicko, I'm tired of
it. You 100 James Taylor, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Love it. I love it indeed. I do. It's Monday. Gorgeous morning. Woo! It is so nice outside. About 41 degrees. A tad on the chilly side, but gorgeous nonetheless. This is Jerry St. James on the official U-100 time at the sound of the tone this morning. Meep. Thank you, Moose. Hey, it's 8:19.
Serial number of our $100 bills, and they're yours. Keep guessing until you blow it. It's easy to win. And this is just the beginning, right on Super U.
It's good to have you along with us this morning as usual here. It's 20 minutes past 8 o'clock on the St. James radio program, making history right here on the air in the Twin Cities. And as always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. If you can get to a phone, you're not doing anything, something is on your mind, you can give us a call at 452-3333. It's always nice to say hi to you. Hey, it's Carly Simon. You are U-100 with Carly Simon, backed up by Mick Jagger there and your Sylvain. It's 8:24 with Jerry St. James. As we take a look at the St. James horoscope here, with the interest in astrology cropping up everywhere, I have prepared something. Let me just take a look here and see what the stars have in store for you today. Born September the 22nd. You ready? Here we go. Says here today, you're a Virgo, born under the sign of not responsible for lost articles. Your birthstone is geritol. Your lucky color is plaid. Should you be propositioned by a lady exterminator today, tell her to bug off.
if life seems to be going to pot, hide it in the basement. Tell people you're growing geraniums or something.
Okay.
Okay. It's a good day. Stop that. It's a good day to make like a Boy Scout and do a good deed for the day. Try helping an old lady cross her legs.
No.
And remember that Confucius says in his infinite wisdom on the radio, as they say in the swamps of New Orleans, housed by you. 100 with St. James in the morning. It's 8:32. And once again, could we have a nice, warm round of applause, please, for the world's only singing weatherman, a legend in his own time, U100's own, Rex King, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
On the radio, bada, is on the radio live. Here's Rex King, world's only singing weatherman. Want to say morning, first of all, to all my Rex King radio rangers out there. Everybody over to the study hall over at Kennedy High. Want to say good morning to all my radio rangers over to Carleton College. Want to say hello to all my radio rangers over to the College of St. Thomas. All these folks that form Rex King fan club.
All right.
All right.
All
right. Let me do the weather here. I ain't gonna do no wife jokes this morning. Well, maybe just one or two. I've been thinking about marriage over the weekend, how much I love my wife. The way I figure out, you gotta take a certain attitude toward marriage if you're gonna survive. Well, look at it. Marriage is kind of like going to a restaurant. You order what you want, and then when you see what the other guy has, you wish you'd taken that instead. You want out of the summer weather. Partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow, although it's still going to be cold on the outside. Riding a bus to work this morning, don't you know? I hope you give me a ride home, Jer. Riding a bus to work this morning, my wife wrecked a car again. It's in the shop. Riding along here, riding down 35W on his bus there, and all of a sudden, the guy in the back starts screaming, "Call me a doctor! Call me a doctor! Call me a doctor!" I rush up to him. I says, "What's the matter? You sick?" He says, "No, I just finished medical school." Scraping the barrel this morning. High today in the low 60s. Low tonight in the low 40s. What do you expect? I'm old. Yeah, my wife and I just bought our house over to Fridley, don't you know? She wants to refurnish the place. Tells me, first thing I want to do, honey, is put a waterbed in the bedroom. Them's the newest sin, don't you know? Everybody likes waterbeds. I told her, I says, I don't say anything new about a waterbed. I slept in one till I was 2 years old. Yeah, you think you had a rough weekend? Over the weekend, I spilled DDT on my pants and my fly died. Get out of here real quick here. Right now, 41 degrees in the Twin Cities, 40 degrees in the suburbs, 26 in Fridley. Playing Scrabble with my wife last night, don't you know? Scrabble's that little game. You put all them letters together to make words. I was losing as always. So I pulled one out of thin air. I spelled out Nookie, N-O-O-K-I-E. Right down the board, she says to me, "Hey, you ain't gonna find that in a dictionary." Well, sister, listen, woman, when you get to be my age, you ain't gonna find it anywhere at all. I wanna tell you. Frankie Valli, the season's four, and it's called Who Loves Your Baby? I Love You. Day 36, I'm St. James in the morning, playing a hit while you're spraying those pits. Well, now, once again.
You love everybody.
Time. No, I don't love everybody.
Don't you?
No.
You try to.
I only have eyes for you. Well, what's new?
Still 43 degrees, 22 before 8. Busing is all over now in Boston. I mean the busing rioting. But now Boston's 4,900 public school teachers have gone on strike after rejecting the school board's latest contract offer last night. But the city's 262 schools were ordered open to the 84,000 kids anyway. Early reports say few students and almost no teachers were seen entering the building, so... Latest Lebanese ceasefire is teetering on the brink of collapse. Muslim and Christian militiamen continue their vicious street battles, and bodies found after overnight clashes raise the death toll in 5 days of combat to 130. UN officials say Egypt and Israeli peace negotiators meeting in Geneva have yet to put any finishing touches on their peace pact. Details still have to be settled, which include military protocol for the Sinai Desert interim truce line. Some of the problems involve the number of police to be used on the line and the status of these nomadic tribesmen. running around the area on cannibals. I mean, Campbell. Camels, sir. Sergeant, can I use the camel to... Northern Ireland was rocked by three explosions this morning, apparently aimed at police. Everybody's still fighting. President Ford, let's see, in Washington, will outline his latest proposal for helping make the nation independent of foreign energy supplies. This is out in San Francisco. I didn't even get that right. Ford wants to create a quasi-public agency to use up to $100 billion, mostly in private funds. The money would float loans to finance research and development of new energy sources. Ford outlines in plans in a San Francisco speech later on today. There's some big news for UFO buffs, I guess. The Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, in the wake of making public previously classified material, has finally released a secret study the agency conducted 22 years ago on the possible existence of flying saucers. The 32-page study, known as the Robinson Report, was undertaken by the CIA following a series of secret meetings at CIA headquarters in 1953. A panel of communicators and weapons experts and military leaders was convened back then, to discuss, the implications of widespread UFO sightings on both domestic and foreign populations. The Aerial Phenomena Research Organization in Tucson, APRO, has obtained a full copy of the Robertson Report. Previous copies have been heavily sanitized by the CIA. APRO's president, L.J. Lorenzen, reports the CIA, rather than being concerned with possible reality of flying saucers, concentrated almost entirely on their psychological warfare possibilities. Lorenzen says the report discussed how dramatic UFO sightings could be employed to confuse foreign populations and how similar sightings might be used by an enemy nation to panic the American public and possibly jam U.S. communications lines. APRO learned earlier this year that it had been under surveillance by the CIA. APRO released a CIA memo which warned, quote, organizations such as APRO should be watched because of their potentiality to cause great influence on mass thinking if widespread UFO sightings should occur. Now, wasn't that shocking?
You okay in there?
Yeah, I got through it, all right.
Just make a fist. I'll take your blood pressure.
And finally, believe it or cram it stuff here, Bill Storch of Ann Arbor, Michigan, plans to go to district court come November and fight for his right to walk his pet. The pet in question is a rooster named Rajo, and the neighbors are up in arms, or wings, or at least they're up to something, complaining that Rajo keeps crowing and keeping him awake all night. For his part, Strange says, Rajo is my friend, and I don't intend to give him up. He wakes me up, he talks to me, and sometimes when I'm lonely, he gives me a little peck. You 100 analysts, summer weather, you deserved it. Partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. High today, low 60s, low tonight, low 40s. High tomorrow, mid 60s, 43. Now, Michael J. Douglas with Jerry St. James.
Boy, were you cold last night?
Oh, I'm glad I'm done with that.
Were you cold?
Cold?
Yeah.
No, I was in bed, covered up.
Well, I was in bed by myself, and I was freezing. It got so cold last night out here. Woo!
Really cold,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, really cold last night.
How cold was it?
Pardon, what?
How cold was it?
It was so cold last night, I fell out of bed and broke my pajamas. That wasn't too bad. With Gracie Slick in the airplane, that's called Miracles. Day 44, 16, in front of 9 o'clock. On the way down 35W today, or 494. Or maybe to Burnsville Crosstown, or 62, or 100, or maybe Hennepin Avenue or Lake Street. Nice to have you along here. I'm the famous, if totally unknown, St. James in the morning. Coming up in seconds, a little treat for you. Heshy Needleman will be in here. Michael J. Douglas will be interviewing Heshy. Perhaps you read about him yesterday in the newspaper. A Minnesota man makes good, 43 years old, just invented the electric shoehorn. He'll be in here. He's going to market them and make millions. One small flaw, though, on the electric shoehorn he can't seem to get rid of. The friction sets your socks on fire. But other than that... I'm Jerry St. James, that is 847. Guy just called up from an office. He said, will you tell us the name of this group after the record? Because I have a little bet going. The name of the group is Crow. And now somebody has to eat some, right? Yeah, I figured as much. Speaking of offices, got calls from all of our regular listeners here to McDonald's out in Stillwater. Called up, want to say hi to them, and Mary and Candy and my girls over at Raven Hill, and Jay and the people in the apartment guy today. St. Marie Tropical Fish over in St. Paul. All of our usual listeners here. People listening in the office this morning. Nice to have you along, as always. Yeah, it's really super to know that everybody is listening at work here. I have to talk to the boss this week. I think maybe we're going to get together and do something nice for people who listen in the office every week. Going to send you something every week, okay? Let me check it out with the... No, this is serious. Let me check it out with the boss, and I'll let you know about it tomorrow. 100 with Jerry St. James. 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Special request this morning. to do the Insti Prince commercial, all righty? You want to do that? Yeah, we're going to do the Insti Prince here. Yeah, Insti Prince. Hold it. All right, Insti Prince coming up here to Jerry St. James Orchestra and Chorus with guest announcer Chucker Morgan, Michael J. Douglas on piano. Yours truly conducting. Is everybody standing up there in the bleachers? You all standing up? All right, good. Baritones to the left and the right. Now, I want to remind you, gowns for the Jerry St. James Orchestra and Chorus provided by Levine's by the Sea, travel arrangements by Captain Eddie's Airlines, makeup by Max Factor and head by Edith Costumes. Ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, you want to give your next printing job a fresh new look? Well, you can right now at Insti Prints. Insti Prints has a special purchase of premium papers. And for a limited time, while the supply lasts, you can use them for your printing needs at the same low prices you pay for Insti Prints. That's where...
Wonderful. Head by Edith Costumes. Where did that come
from? Thursday evening, September 25th at 8 p.m. in Met Center. U100 and shows with a new season of rock and roll. Super Concert 75.
While sitting around the cave one day, I thought we'd ask Timothy over for lunch. So we did. Have him for lunch. It's about 4 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock, around the house, reaching for that second or third cup of coffee, maybe at work or in a carpool this morning. How you doing there? Good to have you along. I am the famous St. James in the morning, playing the hits while you're spraying your pets. U100 WYO, AM and FM Stereo, Richfield. It's 8:59. This is the Jerry St. James radio program. Just another stale donut in the coffee break of life. How are you? U100, that's from the LP Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboys. I'm the Jerry St. James, Monday edition of the Twin Cities Goes to Work radio program. How are you? I'm Jerry St. James. Michael J. is seconds away. A lot to do this hour. Got a couple of Melissa LPs to give away in the instant rip between now and 10 o'clock. Got Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman, Search for Last Tuesday, our Tea Time movie. And today, of course, the premiere performance. Yes, the first day. So far, it's been an overwhelming success. We're going to do it again between now and 10 o'clock. The Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning. That's coming up. Yeah, all right. That'll be coming up between now and 10 o'clock. You want to set your watch the official time. Me. Add the tone. Thank you, Moose. 9:02. What's the matter?
I'm not ready.
You want me to vamp?
No, I'm ready.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
I was going to do my soft shoe.
No, that's okay.
You want me to do my soft shoe? I'll take off my shoe and do a hard sock.
No.
Well, what's new?
52 in the city's 9:05 for the big time for the big Minnesota news here. Yep. FBI has warned an 80-year-old millionaire in St. Paul that his firm is the potential target of a radical group which claims to be concerned about the environment. One of the whose members of the group is Lynette Fromm, Squeaky, you know, the woman who's been charged with attempting to shoot President Ford. FBI says Frederick Weyerhaeuser was not personally threatened by the International People's Court of Retribution, but his company based in Tacoma, Washington, is listed as a target. An unidentified juvenile in custody at Hibbing, Minnesota today in the fatal shooting of Carl Rudstrom, believed to have been in his early 30s. Sheriff's officers say the shooting Saturday grew out of a domestic, but wouldn't release details. A spokesperson said Rudstrom was hit by a high-caliber rifle bullet. A northwestern Minnesota farmer scheduled to be arraigned this morning at Warren, Minnesota, in connection with shooting 5 elk of Minnesota's dwindling herd. Farmer Gordon Foss allegedly shot 2 bull elk and 3 cows. He said he'd complained all along to officials that the herd of 20 elk were destroying his oats field that was 14 miles north of whatever. The Department of Natural Resources provided timed explosives, they say, in Foss's field to frighten the intruding elk away, but they soon got accustomed to the noise sounding like guns and all that. Continued to eat out there. Foss faces a charge of killing a protected wildlife species. It's a gross misdemeanor with a maximum sentence of $1,000 fine or a year in jail or maybe both. Members of Black Oak, Arkansas and the Rock Sox reportedly came close to death during an overnight stop at Billings, Montana last month. Rolling Stone says the incident happened after the group and their road crew bedded down for the night in their air-conditioned bus. Road manager Roxy Hawk Smith awoke 4 hours later, nearly overcome by exhaust fumes that had been sucked inside by the air conditioning system. Smith stumbled outside, recovered his senses, then awoke the other members of the group, who were also very groggy from the fumes. A doc who arrived a short time later to treat the band members estimated that another 2 hours of sleep in the bus would have been the end of Black Oak, Arkansas.
It was a gas, man. It was a gas.
Finally, in the Rock Sock here, Liza Minnelli, on the closing night of her successful run in the Broadway show Chicago, Liza Minnelli got all kinds of gifts, but the most unusual was a gold-engraved lifetime award of Big Macs from McDonald's from her husband, Jack Haley Jr. Also, they say there's no truth this morning to the rumor that Linda Lovelace is getting one from Jimmy Dean Sausage Company. U-100, endless summer weather, partly cloudy and warmer. Well, it's going to be warmer through tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, low tonight, low 40s. High tomorrow, mid 60s. 52 now, Michael J. with Jerry St. James.
U-100, it's 9:10 on the Jerry St. James radio program. Probably the same time around your place, too. Hey, yeah, absolutely. Without any question, couple of calls already. Yes, we do have the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning coming up next on radio here. Yeah, don't go anywhere. The Beatles there. It's the Magical Mystery Tour. Well, yes, indeed. It is 9:13, and now from around the world, across the nation, and up your alley, time for the Jerry St. James Hot Flash News of the Morning, brought to you this morning by the National Football League Safety Match Company. If our matches don't strike, our players will. This morning, the controversy over deadly poison gas the CIA was ordered to destroy but apparently didn't rages on in Washington. CIA Director Richard Helms testified last week that he thought all the CIA had on hand was a quantity of chemicals as harmless as insecticide. When asked by a congressman what this so-called insecticide was for, Helms replied, "Oh, just to get rid of those pesky little things nobody really likes to have running around, like ants, flies, gnats, dagos, chinks, wops, and pollocks." In Wall Street news, the market had a couple of really bad days last week, with the Dow Jones average falling off quite a bit. One investor told a reporter, as he was taking a syringe and some white powder out of his briefcase, that if the market didn't shoot up pretty soon, he was going to. In the wake of the national energy crunch, ABC TV has been asked to cut down on the amount of crude oil it uses each week to film the Marcus Welby MD series. It's been revealed that the Marcus Welby program uses 100 barrels of oil each week, 60 barrels for the cars, trucks, and equipment needed to film the series on location, and 40 barrels a week for Dr. Kylie's hair. Farmers in St. Paul are still amazed over the high prices hogs were bringing into the market last week. The price for $62 a pound, no, wrong, the price of $62 per hundredweight set a new record. Up until then, the highest price ever paid for a pig was in March of 1973, when a convention of insurance salesmen laid out $400 to have a Hennepin Avenue topless dancer come up to their hotel room. The Democrats have settled on Kansas City as the site for their national convention next year. Kansas City met with the Democratic Party's number one requirement. They need a city with nearly 10,000 hotel rooms, and that's just for the candidates. In the news this morning, U-100 sales manager Patrick Sine on the dotted line Rickard is looking around for a new secretary to replace the one he had to fire last week. Rickard said the work around here isn't all that hard, but the girl was too stupid. So stupid, in fact, that she thought a penal colony was a nudist camp for men. U-100 with Neil Sedaka there. It's called Bad Blood. He's 9:18, 18 past 9, St. James in the morning. Want to remind you once again, the Hennepin County Humane Society is sponsoring another in a series of educational-type lectures tonight. It's a program on the care of birds, you know, the kind of birds keep around the house, parakeets and that sort of thing there. It's absolutely free, and you can go on over there tonight. It's 7:30, okay? You know, find out about nutrition, what to feed them, and first aid in case they get sick and diseases. Give your bird a longer and happier life. No admission charge at all. Free for the asking. Okay, it's at the auditorium of the Hennepin County Humane Society. Call them up for directions and more information. It's 522-4322.
Yeah,
U-100 with the Pointer Sisters. I bet you got a chick on the side. 9:21. 21 minutes past 9 with St. James in the morning.
100.
Yeah, this is the place. 9:23 with St. James in the morning. How you doing there? Around the office or around the kitchen? U-100 out of Summer Weather Ferry. It's just partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. The high today in the low 60s. Low night, 40, 42 or so. 41 degrees in the Twin Cities right now. On the radio here, it's 9:27, about 27 past 9 o'clock on the St. James program. Yes, 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 don't worry, we have Search for Last Tuesday coming up moments away. Rex King before it's all over here, too. 41 degrees, a tad on the chilly side, but a gorgeous morning in the Twin Cities. This is Hamilton Joe Frankenreddle. U-100 with Hamilton Joe Frankenreddle's and falling in love with you, baby. Well, you want to take a look at our Tea Time movie today? Huh? All right, let's take a look. It's a good one. Lower the shades in the office. Lower the shades in the office, because here we go. Today's Tea Time movie is one of the film classics you will enjoy. It stars Nancy Ames and Jesse James, Kenny Burrell and Howard Cosell, Robert Taylor and Norman Mailer, Huey Long and Susie Wong, The Night Stalker and Nancy Walker, plus Timmy, the tap-dancing tiger. And one of the classics of filmdom today entitled Gidget Gets a Passion Mark, right here. Doobie Brothers, going to see them live in concert this Thursday night. We got tickets for you coming up in seconds here on the Super U. The Instant Rip is as close as your phony, and that's no baloney. Speaking of which, the time at the tone.
Me.
Thank you, Moose. 27 in front of 10.
Simply give us the six-digit serial number of our $100 bills, and they're yours. Keep guessing until you blow it. It's easy to win, and this is just the beginning right on Super U.
Time.
Huh?
This is the last one.
Last time around this morning for the news department. Yes. Well, what's new?
Well, it's still 52, 25 till 10 now. President Ford is winding up his four-day political swing over in California today with a series of public appearances and, of course, those interviews and a major address before a group of business guys in San Francisco. Big Jer will unveil his plan aimed at making our nation self-sufficient in energy. Federal Energy Honcho Frank Zarb says Big Jer has ordered an immediate end to petroleum product tariffs and may decide by the end of the month to end the tariff on imported crude oil. Those moves are aimed at lowering energy costs and supposedly increasing the supplies. Three-judge federal court will hear arguments today on claims by former President Richard Milhouse Nixon that he should have control over his White House papers and other materials, including his famous tape recordings. Hurricane warnings are up along the Gulf Coast from Grand Island, Louisiana to Florida today as the tropical storm Eloise turns into a hurricane. Most of Boston's 4,900 teachers went on strike this morning, setting up picket lines all over the city's 262 schools. And let's see, New York Times reports J. Edgar Hoover may have personally ordered the destruction of a letter delivered by Lee Harvey Oswald to the FBI just 10 days before the president's assassination. According to the New York Times, Oswald hand-delivered a letter to the Dallas office of the FBI, reportedly warning that he was going to blow up the Dallas Police Department. Newspaper quotes current FBI sources as disclosing that on the weekend following the assassination, FBI officials in Washington ordered the Dallas office to destroy the letter. According to the Times, its sources report that orders almost certainly were approved by Hoover. The Warren Commission was never informed by the Oswald letter, and both Hoover and the FBI agent who received the letter, James P. Hostie, later told the commission that Oswald had never demonstrated any propensity toward violence. In addition, it is not made clear why the FBI took no action against Oswald at the time of this reported threat. And other big stuff here. Communist Party newspaper Pravda has launched an attack on, of all things, Moscow restaurants. Pravda says it reviewed Moscow's eating facilities and found only two cafes which were not dingy and uncomfortable. At both of these, the newspaper says the service was slow, the food awful, the coffee second rate. Pravda says even at one of these better cafes, only two of all the items listed on the menu were actually there. At the other cafe, Pravda says the reporter was criticized for not ordering enough food and was told to please get out. Pravda's restaurant review concluded that eating out in Moscow was more often an ordeal rather than a pleasure, especially if you have to sit across from a Cossack who's straining pea soup through his beard. And finally, I got one more. Don't go red. Behavior modification therapy is being used to treat obesity, reports the Medical Tribune, you know.
Oh, yeah?
A female psychologist attempted to treat her obese husband by using her availability for sex as a reward. In 3 short weeks, her husband gained 14 pounds. U-100, endless summer weather, partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. High today in the low 60s, low night, low 40s. High tomorrow, oh, mid-60s or so. 52 now, Michael J. with the dirty Jerry St. James.
All right, enough teasing about DeBoss here. I've found out, although we kid the man, he stands up for the country.
What?
During World War II, your boss and mine, did you know he was in uniform during the war?
No.
Yeah, he was a Radio City Music Hall Rockette.
He really was.
Well, he was. Okay. 100, that's Elton John. That's called Leave On. It's 9:42. 18 before 10 on the St. James program. Rex King, the world's only singing weatherman, coming up next on the radio. In the meantime, a couple of requests this time for this one. I always like to fill requests. It's by Orleans. That's called Dance With Me, and it sounds just about like this. U-100 with Orleans and Dance With Me. I'm Jerry St. James. It's 9:45, 15 before 10 o'clock. Radio Rangers, how are you? Speaking of Radio Rangers, let's have a nice round of applause, please, for the original Radio Ranger himself, a man who's becoming a legend in my own time, the world's only singing weatherman, Mr. Rex King. Ladies and gentlemen, hey!
Hello there, all my radio, buddy, Zona Radio Live. This here's Rex King. We'll say hello to all my Radio Rangers out there this morning. Everybody what's forming Rex King fan clubs. Good morning, Radio Rangers. Let me take a look here at the U-100 in the summer weather. No marriage jokes today. I got a good attitude about marriage now. My wife and I had a talk over the weekend, and I have a good attitude. The way I kind of look at marriage is like going to a restaurant. Yeah, you order what you want, and then when you find out what the other guy has, you wish you'd taken that instead. Weather, watch it. Partly cloudy and warmer through tomorrow. Just a little bit though, because it's cold outside now. You're gonna freeze them off if you don't watch out. Riding into work this morning, Jer. Morning, Michael J. Riding into work on a bus this morning because my wife messed a car up. It's in the shop today. Why don't you come pick me up, St. James? Hope you're gonna take me home. I'm riding along there about 6:30 this morning, and guy sitting in the back seat is yelling, "Call me a doctor! Call me a doctor!" So what's the matter? You sick? He says, "No, I just graduated medical school." That's pretty stupid. High today in the low 60s. Low tonight in the low 40s. We're going to freeze them off again. You watch it. My wife wants to get a waterbed now. She has to have everything. We're refurnishing our house and we just buy it over in Fridley, don't you know? She wants to get a waterbed. I told her, I says, "There ain't nothing new about waterbeds. I was sleeping in one till I was 2 years old." Back in the newsroom, you belong. High tomorrow in the mid-60s. Gonna be cold and chilly. You think you had a bad weekend? Saturday I spilled DDT on my pants and my fly died. Get on out of here. Right now to Twin Cities, 52 degrees, 50 in the suburbs, 37 in Fridley. Playing Scrabble with my wife last night, Jerry, don't you know? You know what Scrabble is, don't you? Take all them little letters and you form words out of them. I was losing, as usual, so I thought I'd pull out my ace in the hole. I spelled Nookie, N-O-O-K-I-E. That's what I spelled out there. My wife looks at me and says, "Wait a minute, you can't find that in a dictionary." He says, "Listen, honey, when you get to be as old as I am, you can't find it anywhere at all. It's there. Why does it have to be so cold here? Why? You U-100 with St. James in the morning. Yeah, you can just call me Jerry. Call me anytime, actually. 9 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Thank you. Yeah, Pat McKay. And it's morning at 10 o'clock to continue his on-the-job training in place of other Bob, who's still sick. Energy crunch is really bad. I can't... Gas prices are going up and everything. Jeez. You know it's really bad. You realize that next year, things are so bad, only even-numbered swallows will be allowed to return to Capistrano.
Don't believe it.
That's the truth. The U-100 with America, 9:54. 6 in front of 10. I'm going. Goodbye. Yeah, Pat McKay will be filling in for Brother Bob, and he have all kinds of instant rips and goodies for you here. Tickets to give away, Melissa Manchester LPs to give away, and all kinds of goodies. I want to thank our studio audience today. You guys are really good. Really exceptional. Thank you very much for showing up. You're welcome anytime. Yeah, I'm very proud of you. You did very well today. Very good. Very, very well behaved. We will see you tomorrow morning on the radio at 6 o'clock when the St. James Answer Man will be here tomorrow, so don't forget that. You guys want to say goodbye? Yes, our entire cast and crew, including the studio audience, are waiting by the microphone. Hurry up, I have to leave.
Goodbye.